There's a changing of the guard at the National Football League. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is retiring after 17 years. While he ran it, the league raised its attendance to record levels, it boosted its revenues by more than $5 billion, and expanded by four teams. Tagliabue will be succeeded by the league's number two executive, Roger Goodell. Joining us to talk about the transition is Len Shapiro, staff writer and columnist for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a pretty big moment for football, then.
Yes, it is. Roger Goodell is only the fourth commissioner since World War II. He succeeds two of the greatest commissioners, not only in the history of football, but perhaps in all of sports. He is a very competent guy who's been at the league for 23 years and knows where all the bodies are buried, so I think he's going to do very well.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, he's the son of a former New York senator, Charles Goodell, who replaced Robert Kennedy when Mr. Kennedy was assassinated in 1968. He started out his pro football career working for the New York Jets, clipping out articles that were distributed to the Jets coaches in 1983. He's been with the league a long time. He served as the right-hand man for Tagliabue over probably the last 10 to 12 years and has been involved in every major decision that Tagliabue has had to make.
Well, given Tagliabue's success, what kinds of challenges do you expect Goodell now to face in the coming years?
Well, there are challenges. The labor piece is always number one on their list. They have reached a tentative agreement, or they have reached an agreement on an extension of their collective bargaining agreement, which runs through 2008 when either side can opt out of it. That's always a contentious issue. The league is still without a franchise in Southern California, or I should say in Los Angeles. They have one in San Diego, obviously, but they are looking to fill a void left when the Raiders and Rams left in the early 1990s. And that's a big challenge for Goodell. But I think labor peace and getting a team in Los Angeles are the two biggest issues. And, of course, the league will always be looking to expand its television revenue, which they're going to get $10 billion, that's with a B, $10 billion over the next 6 years from television. And that's a trend that always keeps going up, and then Goodell will have to keep continuing.
And what kind of impact does a new commissioner have on the average fan?
I don't think the average fan will see any major difference at all. Goodell was Tagliabue's right-hand man and knows where the league ought to go. I think he knows what has to be done. I don't think we're going to see, you're not going to see any radical changes in the stadiums and the way the games are presented on television. You might see more expansion of the league, for example, on the Internet. They're probably going to expand those capacities. The NFL Network, which Tagliabue started about 3 years ago, and will broadcast football games for the first time this year, actual live games late in the season, is certainly going to expand. And Goodell was very much a part of the rise of the NFL Network as well. So I don't think it'll translate into any radical changes, not even any changes, quite frankly, right now. It's going to be more of the same, and more of the same has always been very good.
Len, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Len Shapiro is a staff writer and columnist at The Washington Post.